else.
Great, great. Are you an atheist?
No. I believe in a higher power. But, see, we could go on forever right here. The higher power is within you.
Huh?
Okay?
Don't squeeze me. You'll hurt your fingers. Be careful.
Yes. Okay? Gosh. Your God is within you, I believe. Okay?
So, Craig, would you consider yourself to be a good person?
I try to be.
Okay, can I ask you a few questions to see if
what goes around comes around.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can I ask you a few questions to see if you're a good person?
Sure.
Have you ever told a lie?
Of course.
What does that make you?
I'm still a good person.
Yeah, but what are you called if you tell a lie?
You're a liar.
Have you ever stolen something, even if it's small?
Yes.
What does that make you?
A thief.
Uh-huh.
As a child. Go ahead.
Yeah. And have you ever used God's name in vain?
Depending on what God you're talking about.
God's name is
yes,
that's
I
called
have.
Blasphemy.
Yes.
And it's using God's name to express disgust,
yes,
which is a very serious sin.
Yes.
Now Jesus said whoever looks upon a woman to lust after her has committed adultery already within his heart.
So do I look at these beautiful women here and lust for them? Surely I do.
Okay. Craig, by your own admission, you're a lying, thieving, blasphemous adulterer.
Blasphemous adulterous, yes.
And you have to face God on Judgment Day.
Yes.
And God gave you a conscience so you know right from wrong. So when you stand before God on the Day of Judgment, do you think you'll be innocent or guilty if he judged you by the standard of the Ten Commandments?
But I've already told you, I'm living my hell on earth right now as we speak.
Uh-huh.
There's no Judgment Day for me.
Yeah. I'll say it again. Okay. I'll use the word if. If God judges you by the Ten Commandments,
yes,
bearing in mind...
I would burn in hell for eternity.
Would you be innocent or guilty?
I would be guilty.
You'd go to hell?
I would burn in hell for eternity if I stood before God, as you said, and be judged. I would be guilty as hell.
Does that concern you?
No, it doesn't.
It concerns me. Would you sell one of your eyes? You've got a magnificent body.
I wouldn't sell an eye or a limb. No, I wouldn't.
Okay, because
I need them to get through.
Yeah. So, Craig,
yes,
your eyes are priceless to you. Would you sell both for $50 million?
No, I wouldn't.
And you say, I don't mind if I go to hell. When your soul is more valuable than your eyes, your life is the most valuable thing you've got. Jesus said this, what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? You could die tonight, and you're saying, I don't care if I go to hell?
No, you're missing the point. My point is, I'm living my hell and earth right here, okay, right now, okay?
You having a good time?
I'm having a good time. Today is a pleasant day, okay? And I do have hellish days, okay? I will not be judged at the end. There's no
end. Are you sure? Hey, don't go. I've got to tell you something.
Yes, sir.
One more real important thing. Craig, God gave you a conscience so you know right from wrong.
Yes.
So he wrote his law upon your heart. You know it's wrong to lie. You know it's wrong to steal. You know it's wrong to lust. You know it's wrong to blaspheme.
And kill.
Yeah, and kill. So on the day of judgment, it'll be without excuse. Now, you know what God did so you wouldn't
have to. I thought we already clarified that it wouldn't be no judgment day for me.
Oh, there is. There's going to be, whether we believe in it or not.
So now, after our $200 bill, are you going to preach to me? Are we preaching a sermon here or what?
I got to finish what I'm going to. Give me 10 minutes because it's so important.
10 minutes?
Two. I won't hurt you.
Okay.
Hang in there. You don't need to be intimidated by me. You know what God did so you wouldn't have to go to hell? He sent his son, born of a woman, to die on the cross for you.
Yes.
Whether you believe in hell or judgment or not, Jesus Christ suffered and died for your sin,
what
for my sin.
What religion are you?
Christian.
Okay, I am.
Yeah.
And I was born a Christian anyhow.
Well, you've got to be
but
born,
I changed
you've got to be born again, John chapter 3. So when Jesus died on the cross, he took the punishment for your sins.
Yeah.
And if you repent and trust in Jesus, God will forgive every sin you committed, okay, and you'll escape the damnation of hell. That's the gospel. And I wouldn't lie to you. I don't want you to go to hell.
No, you don't.
God doesn't want you to go to
hell. So you're going to help me right now?
Yeah, I'll give you $1 million.
You gave it to me and I gave it back.
Why? I've got plenty. I'm rich. Do you have a Bible at home, Craig?
I have plenty of them.
Oh, please check it out. I wouldn't lie to you. I'm telling the gospel truth. Hey, man, thank you for talking to me.
My pleasure.
I really
enjoyed
appreciate
it.
Thank you very much,
sir. All right.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you. So how do you get to heaven? What do you have to do?
I guess just be yourself, you know.
Be yourself?
Yeah.
Who goes to hell?
I guess all the bad people.
Are you good or bad?
I'm good.
You're good?
Oh, yeah.
Let's see if you are. Have you ever told a lie?
White lies.
What does that make you?
That makes me...
a liar.
Yeah.
Have you ever stolen something?
No, I haven't. No, I haven't stolen anything.
Have you ever used God's name in vain? even once.
Yes.
It's called blasphemy. It's very serious. And Jesus said, if you look at a woman and lust after her, you commit adultery with her in your heart. Have you ever done that?
Death.
Well, Daniel, there's bad news. By your own admission, you're a lying, blasphemous adulterer at heart. You're not a good person. You're like the rest of us. And if you stand before God on the day of judgment and he judges you by the Ten Commandments, do you think you'd be innocent or guilty?
Probably guilty then.
No need to say probably. You'd be guilty. Guilty is sin. So will you go to heaven or hell if he judges you by the Ten Commandments?
Oh, I guess I'm dead in the water.
Yeah. I mean, it's... Why are you laughing?
Because I ain't got a chance if we went by that.
Well, what are you going to do? What are you going to do on the day of judgment when God reveals all your secret sins that nobody else saw? You have to stand before God alone and face those commandments. You're going to be guilty. Man, I'd hate you to end up in hell. What are you going to do?
Accept my fate.
Say that again?
Accept my fate. And
what's that?
Now, I guess I would go to hell.
Now, you know what God did so you wouldn't have to end up in hell? He did something for you that's incredible.
Well,
you know, you don't have to accept your fate because God's anger fell upon another for you. Jesus Christ suffered and died on the cross. He took your punishment. When he was on the cross, he was bruised for our iniquities. The Bible says God commended his love toward us and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's how much God cares about you. And he became a human being, gave his perfect sinless life as a sacrifice, and then rose from the dead to defeat death. And if you repent and trust in him, God will remit. He'll forgive your sins. He'll wash away your sins and grant you everlasting life. And you know what you have to do to receive that gift of everlasting life? Any idea?
Accept him in your heart and in your soul.
No, it's more than that. The Bible says you must repent. And a lot of people don't. They just accept Jesus, but they don't repent. And Jesus said, unless you repent, you'll perish. That means to turn from your sins. And you must trust in the Savior, like you trust a parachute. Where would you go if you died right now? If your heart gave out, it just went pop, pop, and stopped. Where would you go? Heaven or hell?
Probably hell.
Well, shouldn't you do something today?
Yes.
Would you like to pray now to give your life to Christ? Do you think you're ready?
Yes.
You're going to give up fighting God and ask him to forgive your sins and put your faith in Jesus? You think you're ready?
Yeah, I am ready.